Hi, how you doing? Daniel Ruiz Tyson is available for Thursday, the 30th of January 2020, episode 217. Hope you're all well, keeping on doing what you need to be doing to keep yourself going. I'm actually recording the show on Wednesday this week. Some note was pushed through the door, well, an official looking letter actually, from Thames Water to say they were doing some work a couple of doors away from tomorrow. That's going to be going on for a few days. And given they did some work last year as well, and it was just really, really loud out in the street, I thought it would be the wise thing to record this a day earlier. So I'm going to record this today, and then I will edit it on Thursday morning and then get it out as normal. I'd forgotten to start the new stopwatch app that I've got. I think I'm about 10 seconds behind. It's a new stopwatch app that I downloaded specifically for Star Wars football. At the moment, the background colour is navy blue. I use that for the Star Wars Champions League fixtures, more of which later on in the Patreon section of the show. And the black background is for standard league games. So this big app now on the phone will enable me to see or to have a better idea of how long the show might be running. This Thames Water work, that will involve the bus stop outside the building being closed. And they did this last year. It went on for about 6 weeks. This time they're actually saying they'll be done by the 3rd of February. So I'm not holding my breath, but if they are, then I'll just be able to record again next week as normal. On Thursday morning, there is still work going on across the road. That building that they've been doing up for the last couple of months, the scaffolding came down yesterday, but they are still doing some sanding and drilling this morning, which when I was hearing it about an hour ago, I was thinking, oh, I might have to leave this until tonight to record. It's going to make for a really long day, but I'm just going to plow through this and try not to let these things defeat me. Another packed show this week, he said, taking a too long pause. As big as the Buffon, I've gone full mullet now. This is a spectacular mullet. I'd say it's that disgraceful that I've actually kept my hat on every day this week when I've been indoors. It's just the hat now is the default look, partly because it's cold, but also just because I don't really want to see the hair. The eyes, I'm really struggling with the eyes, so I'm back at the opticians on Friday, Specsavers, to go for this eye test to review the fact that I'm pretty sure that they gave me the wrong glasses, the wrong prescription. I am really struggling. They told me, do not wear your other glasses, you've got to get used to these new glasses, and I follow that to the most part, except that they've been leaving me so dizzy and my eyes have felt so strained that I've switched to the other glasses for now. As I've said, I've been very lucky. One of the few things I think I've been very fortunate with in my life is my eyesight. I was long-sighted since 20, but that really didn't affect me. I'm now getting close to the point where I'm probably going to have to wear glasses most of the time, if not all the time. But the last couple of years, the last 18 months really, well actually no, I'd extend that to the last 5 or 6 years because I got a prescription from a well-known high street a chain opticians in 2014, and it was not up to scratch either. And I just think since then I've not tackled the eyesight issues properly. And I think that it's really strange. I don't think I'm being paranoid, but I honestly think that the last couple of weeks now, my eyes have never been as bad as this period. It's like the decline is accelerating. It's been fast-tracked by whatever's going on. And I think that I'm going to get this optician's appointment out of the way on Friday. Then I'm going to have to make an appointment for that optician's in sleepy Dulwich Village, who at least they do a good job. And I'm just going to need to do this properly, and I'm going to need to pay whatever I need to pay for glasses, because this is pretty bad now. I've never needed to wear glasses for working, say, on scripts, on printed versions of a script. But in recent months, I found that whenever I've been in the cafe with a printed copy of a script, that it's taken me a few minutes to focus properly. It's starting to take me a minute or two to focus properly when I'm reading. It's not a good situation. So I think I've got to learn my lesson. I can't cut any more corners. And I should have learned my lesson after I got the specs a couple of Christmases back. After I bought them online, I'd got the prescription from the opticians in Dulwich Village. And then rather than get my glasses through them, because they are expensive, I decided to go for a cheaper pair, snazzy frames. And big mistake, can't do that again. Lost my thread there slightly. It is very cold here in the flat. If this flat was haunted, I wouldn't know, because there is no discernible drop in temperature. It is just cold, properly cold. I do ration the heating. I'm aware that with my situation, you know, I'm effectively running a business from home. You've got to look at how much electricity you're using, how much heating you're using. It's been that cold this week, though. There have been, I think there's been a couple of nights where I've turned on the electric blanket. I'm completely new to the electric blanket, only something that I first started using in the middle of the last decade. I was always scared of electric blankets when I was a kid. Every now and then you'd hear or read a story in the paper about someone who'd been electrocuted by a faulty electric blanket. But the new generation of electric blankets appear to be much safer. So, yeah, the electric blanket's been carrying me through the worst of January. It feels like February's going to be even colder. But we'll see. I suppose we can't really complain too much here in London about January. January it's cold. That's what January should be. We're starting to become accustomed to unseasonal weather even. But the last few days, January is just reminding us what January used to be. And it's very unpleasant. And it's even more unpleasant actually when I'm running. I've been running in five tops. It's that cold. And an ex-girlfriend's leggings under the shorts as well. So if you're seeing a very strange looking jogger in South London Park, more than likely that is me. Other news, no new neighbours yet. I'd rather they were here already. I mean, it's nice having no one downstairs, but I'd rather the new neighbours were here already and I can just get an idea of what kind of neighbours I have, what kind of problems they might be giving me. And at the moment, I kind of feel like I'm on a bit of a holiday. I'm going to bed later and later. You know, I am a natural night owl and an insomniac since I was about 13. And my intermittent time with a man the last decade changed that. I had to develop that discipline to get up really early, become a morning person. I had to, you know, suddenly I was able to write better very early morning than I was at any other point of the day. So it was a difficult transition, but it became who I am. And even now, I'm an early riser, and I don't want to go back to being someone who gets up, you know, mid-morning. I just think that's a waste of a day. So I do really appreciate the early starts, as long as it's to do something that I love. And at the moment now, I'm starting to go to bed later and later. Well, starting to go to sleep later and later. I'm in bed by about 9 or 10. Reading or watching something or listening to something, trying to unwind, trying to forget about whatever I might need to do the following day, you know, which I think is a healthy attitude. Don't worry about what I can't tackle until the following day. I'm also drinking an awful lot of coffee. It's 11:50 hours on Wednesday morning, and I've already had 6 coffees today. Yesterday I had 11. I had one really late, actually, by my standards. I never have coffee after 1,800 hours. I had one about 1,945 hours. I'd overdone the porridge again at lunchtime, and I was still full by the evening, so I just had some toast for dinner with coffee. You know, I can't have toast without a hot drink. Then I had some fruit. Tried to go to sleep around 1 just after that, but some nights it's been later. And as long as that doesn't affect my discipline the following day, I'm fine with that. But there have been times in recent nights where I've been awake and I've just felt myself really physically alert. And I'm thinking, that's the 10 coffees a day. This is not something I should be doing. But I've gone from not being able to have instant coffee for years after breaking my nose. The smell of instant coffee, seriously, it would set my nose tingling. And also when I was working with my old writer friend, Danny DeVito, he opened up a different world to me. He would heat up milk at his place in Crouch End and make us these lovely coffees. And I started doing that. You get through a lot of milk when you do that. It also, it feels heavier. You know, it's heavier in the system. So I wouldn't have too many of those, three or four a day. Then it became very difficult. You got to wash the saucepan. I was burning saucepans. I was, you know, cups become harder to wash. And in the end, I just started moving back to instant coffee. Didn't really like it initially, but I gradually trained myself again until now. I love it. I absolutely love instant coffee again, probably for the first time in 20 years, but I am drinking way too much of it. I don't think I've drunk this much coffee for maybe 15 years, and it's not healthy. If I'm going to be drinking this much coffee, I probably need to have some decaffeinated coffee on standby. I think that would be the wise thing to do from a health point of view. I'm working really hard, as I'm sure you are, as many people are. It's so much harder now in this, you know, in this country now as it stands. I think we're all just having to work harder, and I suppose I would imagine that the extra coffee I'm drinking is down to that, or maybe the two are feeding off each other. And, you know, trying to get this freelance work off the ground, trying to be reasonable with the rates I look to charge. It's the one thing that employers don't understand is, sure, you want low rates and you're going to reward the freelancers who charge the lowest rates. But here's the thing you need to understand as an employer. Freelancers are not going to be able to give your project their undivided attention if you're paying them poorly, because they've got to look for other small jobs that are probably paying poorly too, just to make up the shortfall in income. And I think maybe I'm pricing myself out of some jobs. I mean, I've done a couple of jobs in the last week, a couple of freelance tasks. What I learned from that is it was good to do them. I did them well, but it was an awful lot of work. I was fortunate with one person in particular that, even though there was a hell of a lot of editing involved, they were very professional, doing multiple takes, lots of takes with their delivery. So it was clear that this is something that they'd done before, and it meant that the editing was very straightforward, but it did take up a lot of time for very little money. Whenever that money comes, I just thought, I'm not going to make this work by charging such a low rate. So, you know, I ought to be charging what I'm worth, what my skills are worth, a decade in podcast editing, you know, in podcasting, full stop. But do people want to pay what you're worth? That is the problem. You know, so that's what I'm trying to work on at the minute. And I do feel quite hyped about that, very motivated when it comes to that at the moment. Anyway, you join me this week on episode 217 as I pass the 75-hour mark. I think I'm about 76 hours now without speaking to anyone. I've been in the flat for a couple of days. Came back in Monday lunchtime after a run. Not spoken to anyone, and not counting this show, obviously, speaking to you guys. Not counting the muttering, often American-accented muttering, as I recall my Kid Cop years. And I'll need to get out for a run after I finish recording this week's episode. I think now that I'm 76 hours without speaking, I think the 100 hours could be on. 100 hours without speaking, lay down a marker for the rest of the year. Wasn't anticipating that in the first month of the year. I think it's on, I've got to say. I'm pleased that I've got through January without a visit to the GP. So at least, even if I go to the GP now every month for the rest of the year, I can look back and say, well, I didn't go in January. Having said that, I did have a hospital appointment last week, more of which later. Not been to the cafe at all, saving money and, you know, trying to just prioritize. I'm doing my own writing in the afternoons. I do all the stuff I need to do to try and get an income in the mornings till about lunchtime. And I think that division of labor is probably the best way for me to go, rather than trying to start writing in the early morning. Haven't heard back anything yet on the three theater submissions I've delivered over this month. There's another one on Friday, but I'm not going to be able to do that, so I'm not going to waste my time. That needs an hour-long play minimum, and I don't really have that. That would require a lot of work, a lot of tweaking on something. So, you know, there's no point making an effort with that because it's just not realistic. I hope that, I mean, it would be unlikely to win all three submissions, to be successful with all three submissions, but I hope that if and when a rejection or two comes, that I don't let that defeat me. I've got to appreciate that I'm delivering good work, that there are other people out there who are delivering good work too. And, you know, just got to keep going, handle these setbacks and just keep moving on. But I am really pleased with the quality of work I've delivered. I'm pleased with the writing that I've done this week, the editing that I've done on the script, flashes of good writing, becoming just a bit more than that. And that's a small step in the right direction for me. That is this week. It may be different next week. We'll see. After all, this is the show that sweats the small stuff. So if I was a normal person, I'd probably think, well, just appreciate what I've done. But instead, I find myself thinking, is this still going to be the case next week? Am I going to be making progress on the script? It is a difficult time. I'm doing what I can, and I've got to try and appreciate that at the end of each day. The same with you. Let me just get my Nectar Points receipts out of the way here. It is the same with you. You may be working your ass off too. You know, give yourself some appreciation at the end of each day. You know, we are doing what we can to work our way through these difficult times. Just saw some newsflash come up on this virus. I'm fascinated by the way these things make their way around the world. You know, going back to the late 70s or the late 60s, the AIDS virus, where they finally identified the source as being one of two tribes of monkeys on a river or by a river in Cameroon. I find that incredible. There's a brilliant documentary, or there was recently, on the iPlayer about the AIDS epidemic in Edinburgh, I think in the mid to late 80s. And the interesting thing about it was I didn't know too much about it. I didn't know anything about it anyway. But I just thought, okay, I wonder how the AIDS virus traveled all the way from the States to Edinburgh, of all places. And it was because there was the Freddie Laker airline, Laker Airways, whatever it was called, had some weekend offers, so you'd get lots of people in Edinburgh flying to the States and coming back. And it's a fascinating documentary. It is amazing what or how these viruses emerge and how quickly they escalate. And I've no doubt that at some point I will convince myself that I have this, even though I haven't traveled since 2007. Of course, we don't need to travel to get this. That is becoming very clear. Then I start thinking, well, if you're one of these people who are unfortunate enough to find themselves quarantined because you've been to Wuhan or you've been in contact with someone who's been in Wuhan, what's the heating going to be like in these places? You know, it might be a better setup than what I've got here. And that's just a thought that has crossed my mind. So I'm trying to establish the podcast editing. I suppose I'm trying to get off the ground what the kids might describe as a side hustle. Certainly not easy. I had one offer come in this morning and the line was work hard, play hard. I can't believe that people still come up with that rubbish. That was rubbish. That was cheesy. That was cliched when some guy said those words, I think, in the first episode of the second series of The Apprentice. That should have stopped there. You know, the nation should have seen that episode and thought, yeah, that looks ridiculous. That sounds ridiculous. That man is a twat. We can't say this. This is just a cliche. But people still say it. People still write it. I think it would be really good for me mentally as much as financially if I was able to establish this freelance sideline. And at the moment, it's very difficult because I'm having to speculate to accumulate. So, you know, with one of the sites, you have to buy these things called Connects. You apply for jobs, and if you set your rates at a fair rate, which is what I'm doing. There we go, first police siren of the week. Don't think we've had any for a few weeks. There it is. I was thinking the other day when I heard a police siren, they never build up to it. They just seem to go full-on siren. I don't think that was clear. Full-on siren. I don't know what is going on with the jaw. The jaw's doing its own thing today. So that's the first police siren of the week gone. So yes, where was I? Speculating to accumulate, buying these connects. So again, you know, I'm spending money before I'm making any money. Not good. Unfair, I think, because these sites already take money from you if you do a job. But on top of that, they're also charging you to buy these connects. It's disappointing, really. I try to look for promo codes online. I'm one of these people who never has any luck with that. And I find the sites that say promo codes, blah, blah, blah. Never get a promo code. Very cold in the flat then. Bathroom pipe starting to freeze. It's a problem every year here. I never encountered it anywhere else. A plumber showed me how to sort that out. So if you've got very little water coming out of your cold tap, or your hot tap rather, or your tap in general, I've got one of those mixed taps, you turn it on to hot and you put, that was my pen, sorry, you put the palm of your hand right up against the tap. This can mean that water is, you know, squirting out, soaking you. Obviously, your hand's going to get burnt at some point if you keep your hand there for too long, but you try to keep your hand there, the palm of your hand, covering the pipe for as long as you can, and that hot water is supposed to, and it does actually, because I've done it, it is effective, but it's not easy to make it work. It'll open up the tap and you start getting a better stream of water. I'm trying to think if there was anything else I used in the past to override the hand burning factor. I think I've tried rubber gloves. That wasn't very effective, but I have noticed that the pipes are now freezing over. On the run in front, I had a better run on Monday. I haven't been enjoying it, and I do think, as I've said, I think that's a mindset thing. And I'm also, I think back to the thing that the kid said. Now I'm nowhere near as vain as him, but that thing that Mickey and I were discussing about the kid, where he said he's never seen a runner with a good body. I would say that there is certainly kind of something in that. I mean, I would say, knowing even myself, that if I was a boxer right now, you'd say I looked weight drained. The weights come off, and of course, you know, I do weights on the days I don't run. So I look leaner, but I'd say I look too lean. So rather than this being a bit where I'm boasting about how I'm looking, I'm saying I'm concerned about how I'm looking. I look weight drained. I look like I need a bit more meat on me. And that's definitely the running that is doing that. My aunt, she doesn't pull any punches. She always, when she sees me the last few months, she always says, "You look ill, you know, stop the running." So Monday, I enjoyed it a bit more. I didn't change my route, but I changed how I was running on that route. I stayed off the trail. It had been raining. The ground, again, was treacherous. But the problem with changing that route, or changing the part of the route that I was running, is that I'm running on slightly firmer ground. I do feel that on the foot. You know, I shouldn't be running in the Stanley Matthews, as Minty Matt calls them, quite rightly. I shouldn't be running in them anymore. I'm feeling that on the foot again. The foot is aching. You know, I'm ready now to get the trainers. It is very cold out there, and I have been shocked. Not by the cold air as I was maybe a couple of months back, where that was a real adjustment. You know, the air, as I'd been warned, you know, you just feel it in your lungs. It burns your lungs. It's not that anymore. It's just cold in general. And I'm running. I think I mentioned earlier, I'm running with five tops. I've got the hat. I've got the buff. Got an ex-girlfriend's leggings under my shorts. I've got the keys cutting up my ankle despite them being wrapped in tissue. I can't remember if I mentioned last week I got chased by a dog called Lola the week before, and the couple were too laid back in calling her off me. I think too many dog owners assume everyone's great with dogs, and I'm not. It's not that I dislike dogs. I'm just not great with dogs, whereas I dislike cats, and I'm not great with cats. With cats, I think it's the agility, and I think it goes back to staying over at a friend's house back in 96. He'd warned me to close the door to the spare room. It was the night before a football match we were playing on the Sunday morning. I didn't close the door. His cat jumped on my bed, kept me up all night. Any attempt I made to get it off, it attempted to scratch me. And I remember that the cat took a real dislike to my friend's first kid. And the last time I was there, about 6 or 7 years ago now, there was another friendship that's fallen away as I went full recluse. The last time I was there, the cat was still alive, but it was kept in the shed because its dislike for the oldest child was so intense it would always attack them, which was interesting. So there was something very malicious about that cat. That is where my fear of cats, I suppose, stems from. There's an interesting piece in The Guardian today on the Guardian's opinions section. Yesterday, by the time you're listening to this, it appeared on Wednesday. It's a piece written by a dog walker who talks about their disdain for dog walking, for interacting with other dog walkers. And it's something, I suppose, that if I was a dog walker, or it's something that I've talked about, you know, it would be my dread of being a dog walker. Every time I'm in the park, I see dog walkers interacting with one another. You know, your dog starts playing with another dog. You've got to find some small talk for that. That would worry me. Let's give you some freelance life ads now. Here's one I think I would know all about. This blog is about tiny homes, need 20 articles. Example of articles, how to select furniture for tiny houses. Well, I've got the square desk here. All articles should be helpful for people who entering into tiny homes, a grammatical error there, what they need for decor, home improvement, etc. Articles should be simple and easy to understand. Content should be unique. Update, how to live and use a very small space in a tiny house. In brackets, since the house is small, you need to use all spaces. Yes, I think we get that. They're looking for 400 to 500 words on that. Let me give you another one. Got quite a few to get through this week. I'm not sure that I will be able to. The next one, I think I could definitely turn my hand to this one. I am looking to create should be an ebook. They say ebook on creating a guide on what to do when you're about to get fired from your job. Exclamation mark. I don't want it too long. I want it more informative on the major 5 to 8 top things to do. You know, I mean, I could do this one with my eyes closed. Although, actually, I have to say the last decade was actually the first decade in my adult life in which I didn't get fired. Mainly, I suppose, because I spent half of it working for myself. But I could do this one. As someone who got fired, I think on June the 7th, 2002, or June the 8th, it was the day England played Argentina in the World Cup. I got fired twice on the same day. That's something I'll never forget. And 7-8 years later, I was still being shown the exit door by employers. I'm not someone you really want in your office, which is why it's more important than ever that I am able to get some work off the ground, some alternative work off the ground. So coming up now, shortly in the Patreon section, the way this show works is at the moment the whole show is advert free. It may be in the future if I bring in some adverts, if this show kind of finally snowballs, if it goes anywhere, I bring in some adverts. I did try it back in 2016, didn't work. The Patreon section will always be free of adverts. The regular section in future may carry adverts. If it does carry adverts, they'll be inserted properly. The audio levels will not vary from the audio levels in the rest of the show. That's something big podcasters need to improve on. So the way to support the show is to visit patreon.com/DRT available. For just $7 a month, less than the price of 2 UK coffees. You get to unlock the full show every Thursday. They tend to run to about 80 to 90 minutes each week. There's a lot of bonus content on there as well, featuring cameos from a certain bald and very lazy podcaster currently training for marathons and half marathons. There is the live edition of the A to Z of Me and My Dad. So, you know, I took the show in this direction, gave it a Patreon site feedback from some listeners. This is an easier way to support the show than PayPal donations, which feel a bit too transactional. If you don't want to support the show, if you're fine with the regular show, which is already at this week running at over 30 minutes, the way to support this show is to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. You know, throw some stars my way. Reviews are massively important, increases the show's visibility in the iTunes store, helps it find new listeners, helps it grow, helps it secure a more promising future. Only had one review in the last 2 years. That is pretty much where this show is. As I said last week, if you do rate and review the show, if I'm not aware of you as a listener, do send me a screenshot of the review when it appears. It can take a few days. DRT available at westegg1607.co.uk, and I will WeTransfer the full Patreon show for that week to you as a way of thanking you. If I'm already aware of you being a listener, please note I do get notified if there is a new review. I'll see you. If I don't have an email address for you, I'll contact you via social media or however I can. If you don't think I can, then do please get in touch regardless, and I will get the show to you. That is a promise. And ways to follow the show: Twitter at 1607 West Egg, Instagram also at 1607 West Egg, Facebook, there is a Facebook page, facebook.com/DRT is available. So that is the way to follow the show. Coming up in the Patreon-only section of the show, I'm going to be talking eBay, Star Wars football, the elusive Greedo, trying to fix the bigger Star Wars football goals that I created last week. Just before I forget, Me, my ebook, that is still $1.99 this week, keeping that at $1.99 for another few days. You can find that on Amazon. Four sales in the last week, which mean that I've got £3.52 winging its way to me at some point. I'm not going to make any life-changing plans. That's about enough for a latte and a half. But, you know, it's all good. And if you've bought the book, there's the throat going. If you've bought the ebook, do please leave a rating and review if you've enjoyed it. Again, with creators at my level, it is all about rating, reviewing their work. That is the way. This level that I'm operating at, that is the way to push my work out there. And if you're doing that, if you've done that, I thank you for it. It is appreciated. Those who are supporting the show on Patreon, I thank you every week on the Patreon segment of the show. But this week, I'm going to thank you on the regular section of the show. U11, you keep the show going. I appreciate it. And I will continue to deliver high quality shows to you every week. Okay, just before I go, a song that I've been absolutely killing this week, The Souls of Mischief. Actually, no, you know what? I'm going to leave that to the patron section of the show. I'm going to bow out of the... let me just get my nectar points this week, because the regular show's just running too long. Where are my nectar point details? Okay, so all the way on page 8. Blimey, this is a big show this week. Okay, so I'm going to sign off the regular show this week with a Nectar Points update. The first thing to tell you is that my pizza of choice, the thin and crispy spicy chicken pizza, which of course is then converted to a calzone to make for a memorable Saturday night meal. Saturday being the day I don't do any exercise. I do the housework and then I'll just eat like a sloth because I can work it off on the Sunday and the Monday. So my pizza of choice has gone up 10p, very disappointing, but I'll stick with it. It's a pizza that works for me. One thing I need to do is I need to ask Sainsbury's how the Nectar Points I'm accumulating since I married my eBay account to my Nectar Points account, how it works. Are they being carried over to my everyday Sainsbury's purchases, my weekly Sainsbury's purchases rather? That's something I'm not... clear on. So let's have a look. Of course, inevitably, OK Magazine, £2.40. That was, what day was that? I think that was Friday. That was the 24th of January. That was Friday. And so that's £2.40. Paid for it in cash as always. I'd gone in there on a points balance of 181. Not too bad for this time of year. Earned 2 points on that. That left me with 183 points. I then immediately afterwards, paying for this on my card, spent £6.91 on 7 items, bought some antibacterial wipes for cleaning the flat, another bottle of semi-skimmed milk, expiry date, I think was the 3rd of February on that one, got the chicken pizza there, bought some 4-cheese tortellini. Couldn't find the 99p offer in Lidl earlier in the day, so I went for the £1.50 Sainsbury's one, and I bought 4 bacon potatoes. So I'd gone in there into that particular purchase on 183 points, earned 6 points, and my new points balance is 189. And that is it. That is it for the regular show this week. It is time for you guys, you regular listeners, to get those shoulders back even, he said. I'm sure I had the mouth guard in last night. My jaw should be feeling tighter than this. Get those shoulders back. Keep on walking towards the sun. will be on the patron-only section of the show by the time you listen to this. The show, the full-length show, will be up there, patreon.com/DRT, available just $7 a month. It is a bargain, and I like a bargain. If I wasn't making this show, I would definitely be supporting this show on Patreon. Hope you guys all have a good week. You know, give yourself some credit for what you're doing if you're having a tough time. You know, appreciate what you're doing on a daily basis to get through whatever difficulties you might be getting through. And if you're not in any difficulty, do get in touch. Tell me how you do it. I'd like to know. I'm Daniel Ruiz-Tyson, and this week I have been available.